You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Joining me in studio now is Chris Gibson from London Drugs. He does a lot of the consumer electronics purchasing at London Drugs. I want to talk about headsets. I'm on a headset roll. I've been playing with different Bluetooth headsets. I'm learning. And they're really coming of age.
Absolutely. They're coming a long way. Now that everyone's getting into the smartphone world and who doesn't have a smartphone these days? It's replacing a lot of your old devices, your old MP3 player. You're not carrying around with you because you've got MP3s directly on your smartphone. Bluetooth headsets were great for the car. One of the big new things that we're looking at is a Bluetooth stereo headset. So you can enjoy your music to the same quality that you would with a standard headset, without any wires, with Bluetooth connectivity.
Now, you do have to look. Are they just calling it Bluetooth stereo, or are they using that? I'm looking up the acronym. It's A2D. I'm trying to remember what it is. A2DP. That's it. A2DP is the technology standard that allows us to stream. Let me take a step back. The older Bluetooth headsets that you use for making phone calls, the single boom ones, they would allow you to communicate by phone on your smartphones, but not stream media, listen to music or watch a video and have the audio play through.
Correct.
So you require something called A2DP connectivity within that phone to allow, within that Bluetooth connection, for your media to play, be it your music, your audio book, or the audio from a video you're watching.
Yeah.
So we have to look for that. But do people have to look for that A2DP, or are they just looking for stereo now?
Basically just stereo headset.
That's what it'll say on the packaging?
Absolutely. Or Bluetooth 2.1. I mean, there's actually Bluetooth 3 now, but Bluetooth 2.1 is will support this. And it's more or less... It will. Most smartphones are capable of streaming it.
The smartphones are, but you have to make sure you get the headset that supports
but
it.
But the headset,
as well.
Yeah. But all stereo headsets will be able to. I mean, there's not much point of a stereo headset that won't stream music because you can't block both your ears anyways. It's unsafe to drive with that. So
this is for walking around the house, going for walks, going for jogs, working out. It's for that environment, not for driving your car and for phone-based communication.
Sure, absolutely. Going for a hike and throwing your phone in your backpack. You can control all your music and listen to it just with the wireless headset around your head.
Because it has controls. It has audio controls as well.
Yeah, most do have audio controls. So
what are the manufacturers you're excited about?
The ones we have right now are a company called Navero. They have two models that we have. One is the Tour, and the other one is the Rockaway. Now, the Rockaway are your standard earbuds.
Okay.
So it's basically just the regular, pop them in your ears. There's a cable that goes basically underneath your chin and hangs down a little bit. And then right underneath your chin is the control talk feature. So if you do get a call while you're listening to music, the call will interrupt, and you can take over your call and actually speak.
And so there's a microphone in these headsets.
There is
a
microphone built in, so you can use it as a standard headset as well.
Okay, so that one, and now that one is, it's so the earbuds plug into your ears as per normal, but they're not attached to the phone. There's just a cable, a cord. Okay, I see the value, but I'm thinking, oh, you still got the cable sitting there under your...
The cable does go under your, so you can get the stereo, the sound in both ears, basically.
Yeah.
The other option is the Tours that they have, and that's basically just an over-the-head headset. They fold down so they're portable.
Okay.
But basically, unfold them, pop them in your ears, and there's a strap over your head.
So now I'm looking at these ones, and they aren't muff type where they actually block out, but instead they kind of sit just in the entrance to your ear canal.
They sit just in the entrance because they're designed basically for active people. So you want to have basically a pass through so you can hear what's going on in your environment around you as you're walking the dog, listening for traffic.
Skiing, hearing somebody yell, look out!
Absolutely, watch out for that tree.
And now, what's the price range of these headsets? What are people going to be looking at spending on these?
They range from about $79 to $99.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're about the price of the mid-range wired headsets that people were looking at getting, the kind of the higher end of that. What's the quality of sound that they're going to get?
The sound quality is very good. It's actually exceptional. It depends on the model, and it's one of those things where you have to kind of listen to it to try it out. It varies, but most of them that I've tried and the ones that we sell, the audio quality is exceptional.
Okay, so Bluetooth headsets, stereo headsets are now mainstream. You guys have several models in.
Absolutely.
Are we going to be seeing some other manufacturers getting into the game, at least on your store shelf soon?
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Chris Gibson is the consumer product buyer at London Drugs. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to Dotto Tech.